Nate Washington is with us on Texans Late Night. And, you know, you're a relatively new Texan, but you're a veteran in this league. So we're going to test how well you can recognize some of your teammates in a game we call Face Match. All right?
I'm afraid.
Yeah, well, we've combined different Texans' faces. And our crew has done an amazing job with this. I mean, I had a difficult time at first. Let's take a look at our first face mash. All right, this is two different players.
Ooh.
The eyes and the nose up, and then, or actually...
Well, it's all mixed up.
Where does it divide?
Yeah,
it's
all mixed up.
It has to be all mixed up, because that guy...
It looks like a real person.
I was going to say that. First of all, that looks like a real person.
It
Let's
does.
First establish that. The second thing is, I'm going to go... The tattoo is Chris Polk.
Okay.
Yes.
Ding.
And
what else do you have with the eyes have
the
it?
The eyes have it.
The eyes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I don't stare in these guys. Kevin Johnson.
There you go.
Kevin Johnson.
Blended so
That's
well
a good
together.
One. That's a good
they
one.
Look,
yeah.
They look
that
like,
looked
a, real
like a real person, definitely.
It
Whoever put that together, round of applause.
All right. Yes, Josh Huddle. All right, now let's go to the next one here. All right, now.
Oh, I know this. This is DeAndre and Kareem Jackson.
Okay, very
yeah.
good.
Yes.
That was pretty easy.
Definitely.
Right? I like that 1950s photo album look. For some of these guys. All right, we have another one. Let's get to the next one. Face mash.
Ooh. Mm. JJ
and Grizzly Adams.
Whose beard is that?
You go a couple different directions with this beard.
To go with.
Now, just cover up. I think it's JJ's mouth, right?
It's JJ's.
JJ
mouth
and Ben,
eyes?
Maybe.
And not as
that. Oh, Shane! See, I haven't seen Shane like that yet with all the beard on.
Yeah.
I haven't.
He
seen
loses
him like
part
that.
Of it during part of the season,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, one more for you here.
You're doing pretty well on
I'm
this.
I'm trying my hardest. Okay, so you got Clowney and Vince Wilfork.
Oh yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Looks like a. Looks like he should be in some reggae band, right?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure Vince may like that picture with hair.
When you post for those, when you post for those team mugshots. Do you have to have that tough guy look, or is it okay to smile?
You know, 11 years now, I think I've tried it everywhere.
Yeah.
I've smiled from ear to ear. I've tried the tough guy look. I've tried the nonchalant, I don't care.
I don't care.
Yeah, you know, I've tried it all, you know, so I don't know. It depends on the guy. It depends on the team.
We were researching your background a little bit. Now, we like to talk to players about what they've done previously.
Okay.
You were a lifeguard once upon a time.
You guys did a lot of digging. Yes, I was a lifeguard. I actually started off, I was in a program in my hometown. It was called PIC Program. And what they did was they gave kids from 14 to 17 that weren't able to actually work at a real job. They were giving them jobs for the summer, you know, and they pay them a small salary, minimum wage,
right.
But there wasn't any hard restriction on us. So I started off by working at the pool, just cleaning up and doing those type of things. And it was at a pool that I actually grew up at in my neighborhood where I learned to swim at. And one of the managers that was there was one of the guys that actually taught me. So after working there for a summer, he told me once I got eligible enough to be old enough to go have a regular job, he told me, he said, you're not going back to PIC no more. You're going to go to the lifeguard certification, and you'll be a lifeguard. So I was a lifeguard for about 3 years of college when I came home.
Anything exciting ever happen at those pools?
I saved a couple kids.
You did?
No CPR, though. No CPR,
okay.
Just pulling them out the water. And I definitely was in the water that I can stand in. But it was definitely exciting. You know, I was able to work with the public, you know, so they always make those type of things exciting.
All right, Nate, less than a minute left, but what's the secret in making it to the NFL when you come from a small school like Tiffin? I mean, obviously that's a big challenge.
Tunnel vision. You know, I think everything that I've heard about myself, everything that was said maybe behind my back or may have read in papers or blogs or whatever else that was maybe said about me at the time, you know, I never paid it any mind. I was just a kid from Tiffin that was hungry enough to continue to work every day. I stayed humble about what I had. And I stayed hungry, you know, no matter how much success I had in my early part of my career, I always wanted more, you know, so it was just me having tunnel vision, making sure that I was getting out of this game what I wanted out of it and not what they were going to give me.
All right, we have a gift for you, like we do for every guest on Texas Late Night.
So you're new to Houston.
Don't wait till the holidays.
Don't open it now.
No, you can. You can.
Okay.
All right, so we know you like to cook a little bit.
Oh, yes, I do.
I saw you frying a turkey.
Yes, I do.
So we thought you might need some, you know.
Show the audience.
Yes,
the Texans apron.
I do.
Some gear.
I don't even have one of these. I have one of these.
I will definitely have to put this up in my house because someone will try to use it, and I will be upset. So
all right.
I'll make sure I keep this to myself. Thank you.
Thanks for being with us. Nate Washington,
all right.
Everyone. All right, coming up. Fitz, we have fantasy football advice. We have a lot more on Texans Late Night. Stick around.